WindyCityUnderground.com, your music, your station. It's First Lady. We are here. It's I Am IMS Chicago from the director's desk. We're here with Bob Hiller, who is our director of the school, and, of course, our wonderful program director, Michelle Gonzalez, running things on the technical side. So let's start with, first of all, some of the changes that have happened over the last year.
Sure. Well, there's been a lot. You know, I think that I'm approaching, if I haven't already, my one-year anniversary here. So I can't believe that it's actually been a full year since I started last October. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just so much that I've learned and about the broadcasting industry, but also about the school itself. And it's been a great 12 months getting to know those things, experience all the different guests that we've had, experience all the different students that we've had and getting to know them. And all the staff and instructors, too. So it's been a really good year. In terms of changes, I would say that this is probably one of the changes. This show started, if anyone remembers that's listening, this show started with our previous program director, Domiti Pongo. Mm-hmm. And that was about 6 months ago, I want to say. Art Porter had an idea that to say, hey, let's use our own radio station as a means of communication. I thought it was a really great idea. And so we started it, and we were about two or three shows in. It was going very well. And then unfortunately for us, but fortunately for Domiti, you know, other opportunities came up and he decided to part ways and move on. And
that's a good thing for our students, our grads, for them to move on.
Right. And that's what we all hope for. And that's what we all work for. So it was bittersweet for us because I think the show was really taking off. I really enjoyed working with Domiti. But he's a great professional and he's going to have a great career out there.
Absolutely.
And he already has, actually. And so it took us a little bit of time, but working with Pete Ferrari and some other folks, we were able to identify another great candidate in Michelle Gonzalez here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she had a long list of things she had to do working with the station in particular, and also partnering with yourself, too. Mm-hmm. So between you guys and some volunteer help from some students and some graduates, I mean, I'm pleased to say that I think that the station is probably now in some of the best shape it's been, you know, maybe even since it started. Mm. So, you know, that's definitely one of the main changes, you know, changing of the format, changing of, you know, the studio here, enhancing how we work with students on internship agreements and documentation of things, more of an educational value to how students or how shows are run.
So mainly explaining to them and giving them the experience of what it's going to be like when they get into the real world.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's been one of the main goals here, was just to make this a stepping stone to other things possibly. And that what they experience here is preparation for what they're going to experience out in the,
in the real
quote
world.
Unquote, real world.
Right.
Real
right.
world.
I think they all do the air quotes. Yeah. Well, this is not the real world. Yeah, but this is as close as the real world as you're going. And I'm doing the air quotes right. as I say real world as you're going to get. And then once you get out there, you want to be prepared, because if mm-hmm. you're not prepared, you'll find yourself in the unemployment line a lot. And that's not what you want to do. Now, right. talking about some of the changes, of course, the great changes here at Windy City Underground, but also there's been some things that have happened as far as our classes and the curriculum and a possible, well, there is an addition to the curriculum. Tell me about that.
Well, as you know, we've got the traditional radio and television broadcasting program, which is also considered the core program, which is what people kind of know that as. But we also have this year added three emphasis programs on top of that core program.
Okay.
The first one that we had our first class, which actually just graduated about 2 months ago, was the Media Sales and Marketing Group. Mm-hmm. And that was a 6-month emphasis program that started in January. So that was a... the first time we started an emphasis program, and won't be the last one. But just shortly after that, we started our sports broadcasting emphasis program, which is also a 6-month program. And that started in the spring, right around April.
Okay.
And through our partnership with the Lombard campus, we were able to generate an agreement with the South Bend Cubs where students would be able to spend 1 week each month out of those 6 months actually in South Bend, working with the South Bend, you know, production and broadcasting team to help produce those games.
Oh, okay.
So it was a group of, you know, 2 weeks, two groups from Chicago, and then 2 weeks, two groups from Lombard. And there was an average of about six or seven or eight students in each of those groups. And yeah, they got to spend a whole week staying in an apartment out there. We provided transportation. And it was a very, very good experience for those students that were able to take advantage.
And I think one of the other great things is it gave them an opportunity to see all the other jobs that you can do. Because I think a lot of students come to IMS thinking, I'm going to be on the radio. I'm going to be behind the microphone. I'm going to be in front of the TV screen. And they have no idea of all the other jobs that, that are available, all the other career choices. And that's one of the great things about the emphasis programs is that it gives, especially the sports students, it gives them an opportunity to see, oh, so you mean there are other people that work in the studio besides the people that are sitting at the desk talking or on the microphone?
It does. And you said something very important there. It's all about, you know, the job. You know, what's the end goal here? Is it a lot of fun and really cool to go to South Bend and hang out with ball players and, you know, do interviews and do the scoreboard and do camera work and editing? Absolutely. I mean, that's a great experience. But what did that experience set you up for?
Right.
That's the question. You know, did that experience prepare you and give you a diverse set of skills now that will hopefully make you more marketable? And when it's you against somebody else, you can say, I spent 6 months, you know, in this sports broadcasting program where we went out six different times over that period. And by the way, here's the work I've done. I hope, and the whole point of this program is that that's what gives them, you know, the advantage, if you will,
right,
over anybody else. And that plus one to help them get over the edge.
And everybody needs an advantage in this world.
Yeah.
Especially yep. In this business. So besides, okay, so there's the marketing and sales.
Mm-hmm.
There's the sports broadcasting.
Right.
And what's the third one?
The third one is the audio production emphasis
okay.
program, which is something it's really exciting. We're going to start that program for the first time here in November. So just about a month away,
mm-hmm.
We have selected our instructor, Darius Lawrence,
okay.
who is an extremely accomplished production engineer himself, mm-hmm. Audio engineer himself, who has experience with going back to the 1996 Olympics. He's been all over the country doing other production projects, including here locally in Chicago, with not only his church, which is a large church and a very big production, but also with the Rainbow Push Coalition in association with Jesse Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one thing that really, you know, for these emphasis programs, our goal was, okay, the program itself is really good. But Imran Ali and I, you know, got together when we first came on board about a year ago. And we said, how do we really take these emphasis programs to the next level? That was the key.
Right.
You know, what's the added value of the emphasis program that you're not going to experience anywhere else? You know, there are a lot of really good broadcasting schools here in Chicago.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that's what's great, that students have options. But what could we do to show that our broadcasting program will give you that plus one or that added value? So for the media sales and marketing program, it was really our partnership with the Radio Advertisers Bureau, the RAB, and the certification that the students get there with that program. And how, if you are a sales professional in the media or broadcasting industry, how that could really help to advance your career just by that knowledge that you would learn.
Right.
Again, with the sports broadcasting, obviously South Bend Cubs, and then I'm sure we'll talk about the Windy City Bulls. But for this one, it's Darius. You know, it's also some other experiences that we hope to add, but it's the experience and the know-how that Darius brings to this program. And what really impressed me the most when we were going through the interview process with Darius was that he was willing to open up his partnerships to the students' advantage.
Right, yeah, a lot of people don't want to do that.
Right.
They don't want to put their connections with new right. connections, but that's how the networking process works, you know. And I think that's one of the great things about if I can say, I think it's one of the great things about all the instructors here, all of the staff here at mm-hmm. Illinois Media School, Chicago campus, is that we're all willing to connect you to who we know, but make sure you understand that we're not going to do that until you're ready to receive right. that connection, you know. So I think that's one of the great things. And so it's good to hear that Darius is also on board with opening up, like you said.
He did. And that is a value to all the programs, first of all. I mean, like, you're right. All of our instructors have been willing to do that. Mm-hmm. But you made a good point there, too. It's you got to earn that. Right. You have to earn that opportunity. It can't just be given to students on the first day. Like, you have to earn it through attendance. You have to earn it through your participation, your can-do attitude, core values. You know, those things are definitely viewed when we look at the extra value opportunities that we can assign to students. And that goes for paid internships as well. So that was great. And, you know, he's already working with Wendell, our director of education, and they've already started receiving some of the equipment, and we're going to start installing some of that this month.
Yeah, I've seen it as it's coming along.
So it's very exciting. And I know a lot of students can't wait to graduate from the core program and really take their career to the next level and their opportunity to the next level with the audio production program.
Okay. I think we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about some of the other things that are going on here at Illinois Media School on the Chicago campus. All right.
Very good. Thank you.
Live from the desk of the director. I love that. The director's desk, Bob Hiller, and First Lady Windy City Underground, your music, your station.
Time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media School's downtown Chicago campus. Call us at 312-884-8000 or visit 530 South State Street to learn how you can make your dreams of being on television and radio a reality. Don't take my word for it. Check out what some industry professionals said about the Illinois Media School.
Jonathan Hood, ESPN 1000.
Not many people can say that they love their career, but I certainly do. I like helping the next generation of broadcasters discover their passion. How do you discover yours? Learn how to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play, and shoot and edit video. Get hands-on training on air and behind the scenes. You'll have a chance to get internships at radio or TV stations where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. With job placement assistance, you can start your career in 1 year. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. So why waste another minute in a career that you don't love? Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports. Go to the website right now, beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
I came to Illinois Media School because I want to give back to the current students. It's something that really means a lot to me as an instructor, as a mentor, because I've been in this business for over 20 years. So it meant a lot to me to be able to come back and just teach some of the tricks of the trade to the students here at Illinois Media School.
I'm Jonathan Hood from SiriusXM NBA Radio and ESPN Radio from the Illinois Media School campus in Lombard, and I am IMS.
Hey, Chicago. Did you know that you can submit your music through WindyCityUnderground.com? Well, you can, and it's that easy. Just click on the Submit Music button on top of the screen and fill out the form. Make sure your submission is an MP3 format and it is professionally produced. Profanity or explicit content will not be allowed in order to play it on the air. We will do the rest so we can help you be the best. Go ahead and send your song to WindyCityUnderground.com. You've got nothing to lose, so do it now.
The reason I'm out here at the Illinois Media School is the radio business, while there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of stations, the people in the business is a small, tight-knit group, and I really enjoy the opportunity of being able to give back, connect, share the experiences I have, and actually learn from the students as well. My name is Dustin Rhodes. I'm the executive producer with the Mully and Hanley Show on 670 The Score, and I am IMS.
Hi, I'm Rob Rose, and I'm one of the instructors here at Illinois Media School. I've been teaching here at the school since 2010, as a matter of fact, between Lombard and Chicago campuses. This is definitely the place to come. It's going to prepare you for absolutely everything that you need to know about the broadcast industry. We're talking radio, television, web, podcasting, absolutely everything. Get in touch with the school and take advantage of it. Make it your career. Do it now. I'm Rob Rose, Knights on 100.3 WSHE in Chicago, and I am IMS.
Hi, everybody. I'm Candy Gomez here at the Illinois Media School in Lombard. I am one of the newest people to join the staff here. I am a student advisor. I bring all my expertise, my years from B96 Radio, WGN, Chicago Sky, Kiss FM. I bring all that here. And I talk to the kids, students of all ages, of all backgrounds, and let them know what radio is like. And just working in the media, too. I'm Candy Gomez from KISS FM, and I am IMS.
Attention Chicago, your favorite 80s and 90s stars are coming to the Windy City, and WindyCityUnderground.com wants you to meet them at RewindCon. Stars from your favorite childhood shows like The Cosby Show, Charmed, Saved by the Bell, and of course the stars that sing your favorite anthems like Ashley Parker Angel from O-Town, 98 Degrees, and many others. RewindCon is taking place November 11th through 13th at the Hilton Indian Heads Resort in Bloomingdale. Win tickets by visiting WindyCityUnderground.com/contest. You could win a platinum VIP experience. Keep listening to WindyCityUnderground.com for details on everything RewindCon. For more information, visit RewindConvention.com. WindyCityUnderground.com, your music, your station.
Time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media School's downtown Chicago campus. Call us at 312-884-8000 or visit 530 South State Street to learn how you can make your dreams of being on television and radio a reality. Don't take my word for it. Check out what some industry professionals said about the Illinois Media School.
Jason Cage, B96.
If you want to do what we do, you want to get backstage to concerts, you want to sit behind a microphone, do your own show, maybe work behind the scenes, meet cool people, get free tickets to pretty much everything you can think of, get all the fun perks that come along with being in the radio, TV, in a sports broadcasting industry. It's a one-year course, all hands-on training, get the leg up on the competition. They're going to get you set up and get you the skills that you'll need to jump right out of the door, right behind a microphone, doing your own show. Get the tour set up. They're enrolling right now. Don't wait. BeOnAir.com/CAGE. Hire me one day.
Hey, this is Ike Moore from The Ballistic Show. Like us on Twitter and Instagram at WindyCityUG. You're listening to WindyCityUnderground.com. Your music, your station.
WindyCityUnderground.com. Your music, your station. It's First Lady. I am IMS Chicago from the director's desk with our director, Bob Hiller. Now, we were talking earlier about the sports emphasis program, and you mentioned something about Windy City Bulls. I want to go back to that because I want to make sure we cover that part. What's going on with that?
Sure. That's really exciting, too, just like it was with the South Bend Cubs. So, as you know, the Chicago Bulls D, or Developmental League, has started or expanded to Chicago, and the franchise here now is the Windy City Bulls, and they play up in Hoffman Estates at the Sears Center. So, again, in conjunction with our partners in Lombard, the Lombard campus, we were able to establish for the second set of sports emphasis students that are coming in the ability to go and actually fully broadcast all 24 home Windy City Bulls games. So these students, it's a little bit different from the South Bend partnership where the students were actually out in South Bend for a full week. You know, this is just down 90. So our students will go out to to the Sears Center for the games, game day. And instead of being a part of a pre-established broadcasting and production team, they are going to be the broadcast and production team.
Oh, okay. That's different.
So that is very much different. Yeah. You know, we were able to bring on board some experienced instructors for the program, as well as some graduate assistants to help that have stood out, that have actually taken the sports emphasis program already themselves, provided a lot of different resources for the students to go out and typically between Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays to broadcast the games.
Now, you mentioned former students, grads, the alumni from Illinois Media School. Mm-hmm. Do they, I see that some of them do take the time, they come back, they give up their time, they may work as graduate assistants mm-hmm. at the school or open up other opportunities. Now, is that something that is required? Is there an alumni association or some way for past students to still be involved with the school?
Absolutely. And that was one of our strategic goals when we made our plan for this year and for the next couple of years back in December. One of our goals was to initiate an alumni association with some publications twice a year that will outline, you know, what are graduates doing? How do we bring the graduates back to network with each other? If I'm sure you remember the second quarter of 2015 when we hosted former Governor Pat Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a very successful event. He came and spoke to students for about 45 minutes. But it's not just about, you know, hosting a guest speaker to talk to students. It's really about bringing students back together to continue to network. and to teach them how to network. There's a skill and an art to networking. It's not just
right.
going on social media and going on LinkedIn and, you know, friend requesting people and, you know, maybe mentioning that you know so-and-so. There's an actual...
There's a skill.
Skill to this.
There's an art to it.
Right. Yeah. So we want to use the Alumni Association as a platform to bring students back together, bring them back to the campus, include them when guest speakers come in, and then definitely include them in special engagements like this, where we can really highlight what they're all doing and then also continue to give them skills even after they've graduated.
I think that's important because it becomes like the Illinois Media School Chicago campus family. And so no matter what class you're from, no matter where you fall in the family line, whether right. you're the oldest child or the youngest child, there's somebody that you can turn to and say, hey, you know, I'm getting ready to do my demo. And although, yes, I could go to my instructors and ask their advice, I kind of wanted to get your advice on how it sounds. And so they can mentor to each other and help each other. And that's a very good point, because when you have the guest speakers, and we're going to talk about some of the guest speakers that have been here, when you have the guest speakers, those students that graduated 3 or 4 years ago have had experiences, so they'll have questions that the current students don't even know that they need to have that information. But look how much sooner they get the information because that graduate student was there to ask that question. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And that's part of our goal, you know. And why extend ourselves past into other networks? Why not just build our own? We've got, you know, graduates for the last 6 years here in Chicago. We've got graduates for the last, you know, 20 plus years in Lombard. You know, our network is large. Why don't we leverage our own network for our students? Isn't that why they came here too?
Absolutely.
So that's definitely a big goal of ours. And we look forward to hosting our next event, which will be in the fourth quarter, which is the current quarter, but a little bit more towards the end of the year. Again, across the street at the University Center, in conjunction with our Lombard campus. We had 60 attendees last spring when we hosted. We look to increase on that number and really get a large group of participation and make it an even better event,
so
of an already great event.
Do you already have a guest speaker in mind? And how do you come up with the guest speakers? And are the guest speakers just once a quarter, or are they throughout the school year, or how does that work?
Yeah, so the guest speaker, your first question, we've identified a few that we'd like to approach, and we have approached a few. We've got a list of some really interesting people and people that I think our students would want to hear from. That's the most important thing. It's not about like who I think would be cool to have, you know, or who I think would be neat to have. Like, who would our students most benefit from? Or I should say our graduates. So we right now are at the stage of just approaching a few others and then finalizing some details on whether or not they can do it with their schedules.
Okay.
The guest speakers typically will, you know, just speak at that one engagement usually. But they're considered partners of ours then. You know, they're considered people that we, you know, would like to approach and that we'd like to continue to work with in any capacity that they're willing to. Guest speakers in the past, you know, maybe not at Alumni Association meetings, but at other, you know, monthly guest speaking engagements that we have on campus.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can think of one right now, Mike Love, when he was here about 2 months ago. I think he was so interested in what we did and everything. He decided to join the group.
Right.
Now he's an instructor here.
Yes.
That's happened a number of times. And I think that that is really a testament to what we do, how we do it, how we present what we do. And then the fact that we're working with good people that, and they all say the same thing. When I ask them, why are you interested in doing this? Like, you already have a good career outside. You're already doing your thing. You know, why add this to your plate? And they feel typically that it's because they want to kind of pay it forward in a way and give
right.
back.
Right.
Because someone did that for them.
Right.
And now it's just this whole rotational thing going on. And I think that's really neat. It's a neat thing that you don't see in a lot of different industries.
Yeah. I think it's unique also from a school standpoint. Like you said, there are a lot of great schools here in the city, mm-hmm. but I think one of the unique things that students will experience here is that the instructors are not here for the check. We're here to actually help the students. It's not about the money's great. Yeah, that's a wonderful thing. But we're here to make sure that when you walk out this door with that piece of paper in your hand and you're going with your demo and your resume and you walk into one of these major companies, mm-hmm. they know that you came from some place where people were passionate, knowledgeable, and that they were there for you. They didn't just say, here's the assignment, turn it in on this day, and if you don't turn it in, you fail. Mm-hmm. That's not how we do things here. And I think that's one of the really great things we actually develop, that mentoring and guidance relationship with the students. And I think that's what caught Mike Love's heart, so to speak, was that he could pick up on that. And it's not just the instructors. The directors are that way. The staff is that way. The administration mm-hmm. is that way. Speaking of which, how do you become a student here?
Good question. I would recommend any person that's interested in not only just attending here, but getting into this industry, first of all, to do your research. Look at our website. Look at the other websites of the schools. You mentioned Columbia. It's a great school. Other community colleges that have great programs. There's so many opportunities in Chicago. And the good thing is that each opportunity, in my opinion, does have differences.
Right.
And those differences are great because they attract different kinds of students.
Right.
It's not always going to be the same type of student that goes from school to school. So my first piece of advice to anyone would be, do your research. Find the school that fits the type of student that you are. Find the school that fits the type of environment that you're looking for, and definitely the type of school that offers the outcomes you're looking for.
Now, that's the most important thing. Great way to you should write that down and send it to every high school counselor in the country. That's how they need to present it to high school students. Is when you're looking for a college, find the educational situation that fits best with you. Don't just go somewhere because your parents went. That's a very good way of looking at it.
Because the fact of the matter is, you're not going to finish if you're not into it.
Right.
And if you don't finish, first of all, you didn't do yourself any good. Because now you've got, now you're behind. Now maybe you have some loans that you need to take care of.
Yes.
That you didn't get anything for. A number of things. So future discouragement from going back to school. I've seen that.
Yes.
So, find the right fit. From there, if you decide that our school is the right fit, great. Come and check it out. Go on our website at beyondair.com, and you can request time to come in and speak with either Tinker or Paige, our admissions department, and they'll take the time individually to walk students through what we do here. I've seen firsthand, and I know you've seen them bring students on tours. Michelle has been a part of that, and it's important for the students to come through and actually see it. That's the key. You can read about it. You can look at the website, but you got to see it. You got to decide whether or not this is the right place for you, based on the student population, based on the student body, based on the instructors, and based on the interaction that you can gain. In addition to a tour, they'll walk you through the entire program. So they'll walk you through what it takes to complete the program, what the outcomes of the program are. How you would fund your education. I know that's an important piece for a lot of students. We hope to provide every bit of information that any kind of a student with, either a lot of experience going to school or no experience going to school. It shouldn't matter. We're going to present all that information up front so that students can make that choice.
So there is a face-to-face residential courses. Mm-hmm. And are there any online courses as well?
There are a few online courses that really focus on writing and things like that. Obviously, the hands-on approach that you're going to have to take in the classroom and studios, that's all taught residentially. But some of the classes that can be taught online that have to do with especially writing and some of the career services aspects that students will get towards the end of the program are also included.
Oh, okay. That's a good thing, because a lot of folks are not nowadays that are a little older that are just, they want to make a career change and they come in and they're not as computer savvy.
Sure, sure.
And they're not social media savvy. So they come in, and I think it's nice when you see, someone who is computer savvy or a little younger in, and they're sitting with someone who might not be as computer savvy, and they're already helping each other. First week they're helping each other. I think that's, but you find that here.
Yes.
You find that here.
And Tasha Clapton, our education coordinator, has done a really very good job. Keeping students on pace, keeping students on track. I know some people out there might be laughing. She comes in and she'll seek you out.
Yes, she will chase you down.
But trust me, it's for your good. It's for your benefit. But you know, she does a wonderful job in terms of, you know, giving and providing students one-on-one help if and when they need it. Mm-hmm. There might be some students that don't have that technological background,
right,
to succeed in that type of learning environment, or maybe the confidence to succeed, right, in that type of environment. Right. It's not easy. It's right. not. So for some students, and everyone's going to learn and acclimate in a different pace. So we identify that as early on as possible, and we'll provide that one-on-one assistance.
Now, I know earlier this year, we went through an accreditation process. What does that mean when a college goes through accreditation?
Sure. So first off, we're accredited by ACCSC, which is the Accrediting Commission for Career Schools and Colleges. And what that means is that it really just is a validation of what we do. Okay. And a validation through their standards, which are set forth by them and the Department of Education, but also of our own standards. And at the end of the day, the best way to sum it up, in my opinion, would be to say that they ensure and they help us to make sure that we do what we say we're going to do.
Okay.
You know, and that's based on our catalog, and that's based on other regulations. So every 5 years, we go through the reaccreditation process. And the last time we went through this was 2011 when we first started. 2010, but 2011 was the first time. So 5 years later now, in 2016, going into 2017, we're up for reaccreditation. The process it takes, I'd say, about 8 months or so, mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit longer. It started out in the spring when Wendell and I went down to San Antonio for our initial meetings, where the process is introduced, all the different regulations are reviewed, and it's really the kickoff.
Wait, it takes how long?
About 8 months.
And so you got here when?
I got here 12 months ago in October.
So you walked into the accreditation process for the most part.
I did for this school. But the good thing for me, I was lucky because I've been a part of accreditation processes at two or three other schools.
Okay.
Now, they're with different accrediting bodies, so there are going to be subtle differences between all of them. But the overall principles pretty much...
So you weren't walking in new. You had an idea of what was going to happen.
I did.
Okay.
I did. But it's an interesting process because as much as you might know, you're still always going to learn something about yourself, about your school, about the process, about what you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing. So even if I've been through those maybe before, it still is a learning experience and still an experience to keep me on my toes and to keep, you know, and for the staff to keep themselves on the toes and instructors, because it really doesn't leave any detail of our organization to be questioned or to be, okay, you know, to be forgotten about. You know, everything that we do, from early on advertising and admissions all the way through to graduation and employment and verification for students, everything in between is reviewed. So, in this process in particular, we started out in the spring. I think it was right around April, where Wendell and I went down to San Antonio, like I mentioned. After that, the next step is you've got about 90 days, not even, I think it's maybe even 45 days to submit an application, which is your official request to begin the process again. It's a pretty lengthy document. Probably, I think ours ended up being, with all of our exhibits and things like that, about 50 pages long. And then from there, once you're... application is approved, then you go through a self-evaluation report, which is a much more detailed document that asks, like I said, every aspect of what we do and asks us to explain what we do and why we do it. A lot of it is based on our catalog. A lot of it is based on regulations that we know we're supposed to achieve. And we got through it, actually. I'm really excited to say it was submitted yesterday. It's an entire group of people that have to help on a project like this. Wow. I can tell you. So, I mean, I'd like to thank, you know, starting with Vanessa Hernandez. This couldn't have happened, and this definitely wouldn't have hit our deadline without her, because she understands the historical aspects of this campus. I've only been here for a year. She's been here for 3.5. So she understands, you know, some of the historical documents, where they are, where they can be located, why we did some things back in those days and why we do them differently now. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, the education team, you know, Wendell and Tasha, I remember sitting down with them and we're reviewing this large document and saying, you know, many months ago, here's what we need to do. here's the schedule in which we need to do it. What do you need? What can you get it done? And, you know, what are we going to do all together to accomplish this goal? And, you know, the attitude that they had was just can-do attitude. It was never, oh my God, look at this thing. It was like, okay, cool, let's do it. You know, what do we need to do? How are we going to do it? Let's follow up. Let's keep it going, you know, through to Art and Don in the career services department. They needed to work very, very hard to, you know, verify the employment of our students. And not, not only to verify, you know, that students are that they have jobs, but they have broadcasting jobs that are related to what we do here.
Right, right.
You know, are they gainfully employed? You know, are they being taken care of, you know, in terms of, you know, good opportunities and ones that will last and build a career for them? Or are they just finding a job and then maybe going somewhere else after that?
It's the follow through.
It's the follow through. And they did a very good job of really, really reinventing themselves and how they approach that whole entire process. And admissions with Tinka and Paige, and, you know, the process that they take in representing the school and the process that they take in making sure that they help students get a clear picture of what we do here, how we do it, and that it's an honest approach and a fair approach, and that they adhere to all the different guidelines we have in our catalog and the regulations that we have. Mm-hmm. They're all very important, and we want to always stay on top of that. In addition to that, boy, I mean, everybody else. I know that there was other staff members in terms of our GAs. You know, Connie was a huge part of that too, in making sure that we had the documentation from a financial standpoint. And these things are manual files that have to be pulled. They're manual reports that have to be done. You know, it's counting. It's like, it takes a long time to do this stuff. So aside from putting together a great report, a report that we're proud of, that will be evaluated by the team in the upcoming months in preparation for our visit from the accrediting body in mid-January, aside from doing all that, we never skipped a beat on our regular day-to-day work either.
Right.
And I think that that's the, you know, you can say what you want after we get reaccredited. You can say what you want about all the different things. But to not have one ball dropped and to have a lot of them juggling in the air was a real testament to everyone's, you know, commitment. People were here late at night, time away from their families. People came in on weekends. People, you know, they did what they needed to do.
That's that passion and commitment that I was talking about earlier. It's on every level.
It's on every level. And the students don't, sometimes don't see those things directly. They see them in the classroom, which is where they should see it.
Right.
And we want the students to see that. We don't want them to see the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Oh, that's how it works in a family.
Yeah.
The kids never know that the parents are going through something.
They're
not supposed to. It's always supposed to be the same. You're supposed to be able to go throughout things normally, and that makes for a better learning experience for our students. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the things that are going on here, as well as talk a little bit more about what happens with career services. All right.
Okay.
It's First Lady with our director, Bob Hiller. I am IMS Chicago from the director's desk. WindyCityUnderground.com, your music, your station.
Do you want to be on radio? Have you ever dreamed of interviewing your favorite artists, going to the hottest events, and developing your brand? You could be the next on-air personality and hitting the airways of WindyCityUnderground.com. How? Simple. Visit BeOnAir.com to find out how to jumpstart your career in broadcasting. That's BeOnAir.com.
I came to Illinois Media School because I want to give back to the current students. It's something that really means a lot to me as an instructor, as a mentor, because I've been in this business for over 20 years, so it meant a lot to me to be able to come back and just teach some of the tricks of the trade to the students here at Illinois Media School.
I'm Jonathan Hood from SiriusXM NBA Radio and ESPN Radio from the Illinois Media School campus in Lombard, and I am IMS.
The reason I'm out here at the Illinois Media School is the radio business. While there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of stations, the people in the business is a small, tight-knit group, and I really enjoy the opportunity of being able to give back, connect, share the experiences I have, and actually learn from the students as well. My name is Dustin Rhodes. I'm the executive producer with the Mully and Hanley Show on 670 The Score, and I am IMS.
Hi, I'm Rob Rose, and I'm one of the instructors here at Illinois Media School. I've been teaching here at the school since 2010, as a matter of fact, between Lombard and Chicago campuses. This is definitely the place to come. It's going to prepare you for absolutely everything that you need to know about the broadcast industry. We're talking radio, television, web, podcasting, absolutely everything. Get in touch with the school and take advantage of it. Make it your career. Do it now. I'm Rob Rose, Knights on 100.3 WSHE in Chicago, and I am IMS.
Hi, Ike Moore here. And a lot of people want to know who are my dream guests for the Ballistic Show. Well, I got a list of them right here, and I would like to share them with you. My wives, Ashley Graham, Tyra Banks, and J-Lo would all be on the show. Separately, of course, not together, because we don't want to start any drama. The man who invented sagging pants would be on my show, just so I can pull his pants up. I would invite the Trix Rabbit to be on my show, so I can comfort him and apologize for the way those selfish kids treated him. But I would say my best guest for that show would be President Kanye West. Because we all know that's happening in 2020, right? To see if I can get these guests and to listen to some of the best independent music in the world, tune in to The Ballistic Show with Ike Moore. Live Wednesdays from 2 to 3, only on WindyCityUnderground.com. Your music, your station.
WindyCityUnderground.com. Your music, your station. Want to hear all your favorite independent artists whenever, wherever, 7 days a week? Download the TuneIn app on any smart device from the Google Play Store or Apple iTunes. What you waiting on? Tune in to WindyCityUnderground.com. Your music, your station.
Hey, Chicago. Did you know that you can submit your music through WindyCityUnderground.com? Well, you can, and it's that easy. Just click on the Submit Music button on top of the screen and fill out the form. Make sure your submission is an MP3 format and it is professionally produced. Profanity or explicit content will not be allowed in order to play it on the air. We will do the rest so we can help you be the best. Go ahead and send your song to WindyCityUnderground.com. You've got nothing to lose, so do it now.
Time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media School's downtown Chicago campus. Call us at 312-884-8000 or visit 530 South State Street to learn how you can make your dreams of being on television and radio a reality. Don't take my word for it. Check out what some industry professionals said about the Illinois Media School.
Tom Waddle, ESPN 1000.
Don't waste another minute in a career you don't love. You can be the next great announcer, DJ, producer, or TV reporter. You'll learn key skills from industry pros while working with professional equipment on air and behind the scenes. Still need to keep the 9-to-5 job? Their flexible class schedules can work around any schedule. Short on cash? They have very affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. You'll have access to amazing internships and job placement assistance when you graduate at top radio and TV stations like ESPN. Learn more at beonair.com/Chicago Sports. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Hi, everybody. I'm Candy Gomez here at the Illinois Media School in Lombard. I am one of the newest people to join the staff here. I am a student advisor. I bring all my expertise, my years from B96 Radio, WGN, Chicago Sky, Kiss FM. I bring all that here. And I talk to the kids, students of all ages, of all backgrounds, and let them know what radio is like. And just working in the media, too. I'm Candy Gomez from Kiss FM, and I am IMS.
Time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media School's downtown Chicago campus. Call us at 312-884-8000 or visit 530 South State Street to learn how you can make your dreams of being on television and radio a reality. Don't take my word for it. Check out what some industry professionals said about the Illinois Media School.
Jason Cage, B96.
If you want to do what we do, you want to get backstage to concerts, you want to sit behind a microphone, do your own show, maybe work behind the scenes, meet cool people, get free tickets to pretty much everything you can think of, get all the fun perks that come along with being in the radio, TV, in a sports broadcasting industry. It's a one-year course, all hands-on training, get the leg up on the competition. They're going to get you set up and get you the skills that you'll need to jump right out of the door, right behind a microphone, doing your own show. Get the tour set up. They're enrolling right now. Don't wait. beonair.com/CAGE. Hire me one day.
Attention Chicago, your favorite 80s and 90s stars are coming to the Windy City, and WindyCityUnderground.com wants you to meet them at RewindCon. Stars from your favorite childhood shows like The Cosby Show, Charmed, Saved by the Bell, and of course the stars that sing your favorite anthems like Ashley Parker, Angel from O-Town, 98 Degrees, and many others. RewindCon is taking place November 11th through 13th at the Hilton Indian Heads Resort in Bloomingdale. Win tickets by visiting WindyCityUnderground.com/contest. You could win a platinum VIP experience. Keep listening to WindyCityUnderground.com for details on everything RewindCon. For more information, visit RewindConvention.com. WindyCityUnderground.com, your music, your station.
Hey, this is Ike Moore from The Ballistic Show. Like us on Twitter and Instagram at WindyCityUG. You're listening to WindyCityUnderground.com. Your music, your station.
WindyCityUnderground.com, your music, your station, it's First Lady. I am IMS Chicago from the director's desk, here with the director, Bob Hiller.
Sounds so official.
Yes, it is. It is official. It's almost like the State of the Union address.
Right.
It is the State of IMS address.
And we do it every month instead of every year.
Yeah. And we tell the truth instead of lying. Yes, there
good,
you go.
There you go. That's the good start.
And we know what day to vote. Okay, all right. That's it for the political talk. You mentioned a couple of things that I wanted to go back to. You talked about the GAs. Now, what are the GAs? Those are the graduate assistants?
They are, yes.
And what are their duties?
And, you know, they all... That's actually something that has changed, you know, back to that theme. It is something that's changed in the last year as well. They're actually aligned with some of our strategic plan to assist us in, you know, taking care of some of the real important issues of the campus. So, for example, some of them help to record guest speakers that are in the building. Some of them help with some social media projects. Some of them help with, things like the accreditation, you know, and they were a huge help in pulling a lot of those files and helping us to sort through them. You know, we were talking about earlier, but, you know, Flo and April, as well as the other GAs, you know, really helped a lot with pulling, you know, these files and combing through the documents and helping us to get these accurate numbers that we have to report back.
So we've got the instructors, we've got the educational aspect of it, we've got the financial part taken care of, we've got the opportunities with the internships and the radio stations, and now what about career services? I'm ready to leave the building, I'm getting ready to graduate, I go to career services, and what should I expect to find?
Sure. So everything that we do leads up to this point. Everything admissions does, everything education does, everything all the support staff does, everything that we do on a daily basis leads up to this one goal. And at the end of the day, everyone is career services. And now Don and Art are the stewards of it. You know, they're accountable to it. They're accountable to that level of assistance. But it's everyone's responsibility.
Okay.
That's the approach we all take, and we review that on a weekly basis as a group, as a team, in our staff meetings. And you know, what kind of opportunities are coming? What's coming down the pipeline from a lot of our exterior partners? And what type of students are they looking for? What type of skills are they looking for in our students? How do we stay current? How do we stay relevant? Don has focused a lot, I know, in the last 12 months with working with a lot of non-traditional opportunities, because, you know, there's an expression, sometimes your first job isn't your dream job.
Right.
And I know in speaking to not only our guest speakers, but also the instructors and staff, they had to work their way somehow or another to get to where they are now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what kind of opportunities can we present to students that are going to still help them maybe not have a direct path, but maybe an indirect path and still have an opportunity to get to where they want to be? One of them, which I found was really interesting, well, there are two, is casino work. You know, casino work.
Now, I would have never thought of that.
Yes, it's really cool. So casinos have to put together footage and tapes of their security cameras to present things to, you know, and they need someone to edit that. They need someone to view that that record and everything. So I thought that was a really interesting one. Another one, which is a little bit morbid, but funeral homes. A lot of funeral homes are starting to broadcast maybe funeral ceremony services because maybe some guests from out of town can't come in and they still want to be a part of that. Maybe, you know, maybe there's someone that isn't able to leave their home. And they still have but they have the accessibility to view that stream. So I think that those are two really interesting non-traditional opportunities that could lead to more traditional opportunities with just getting a little bit of experience.
Right, right. When you talk about the recording of things, makes me think about our television program. Now the television part, I understand. I've seen some of the students around, and they're using high-tech cameras and there's the green screen and there's the Final Cut Pro and all of this that that the students are being exposed to, like within the first 6 months that they're well the first 6 weeks in some cases that they're here. Traditionally, college doesn't work like that. So what's different with our programs than with other traditional colleges about town?
Sure. That's a great question. I would say that's probably one of the top questions that we get asked. First thing is that we're a little bit more career focused. So that means that it's a shorter program because we take out and we remove a lot of the general education requirements.
Okay.
That a traditional school might have to have if you're working towards an associate's degree or a bachelor's degree.
So no biology, no cutting up frogs, unless you're doing a video on it. Now that's something different, you know. But so none of that. No Spanish, no physical education.
Not here. Okay. It's not a requirement for us because we have a different type of outcomes that we're working towards.
Okay.
So that's probably the first thing that people would notice is, you know, our program is 9 months long. And, you know, students are able to work their way into a studio like this or ChicagoInSportsRadio.com very quickly. As long as they can grasp, you know, the operation and the board and grasp the format of the show, they're able to get into that booth as early as 30 days in some cases. So we like to get our students into that booth hands-on because we know that the fact of it being a nine-month program doesn't give us a lot of time, you know.
Right.
So let's get them going right away. Let's get this thing, let's get the ball rolling and get that experience that they desire. In addition to that, we're much more hands-on in terms of our faculty, instructor, and staff assistants, I think. We have communication plans in place, for example, when students miss class. If they miss class for the first time, a certain number of things are set to occur. In terms of communicating to students, you know, what they might have missed from class, just doing checkups to see how they're doing. Are they okay? You know, when do they plan on coming back to class? If they're, you know, out a second, third, or fourth day, there's a whole set of communication that triggers off of at that point, too.
Right.
Just help us identify, okay, maybe this is a student that is a little bit of a high risk right now. And, you know, what can we do to identify a need that student has at this point to help stay on track? And identifying that as early as possible. As opposed to later when, you know, they're completely...
When they're too far behind to get caught up.
It's too far to catch up,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I think that's when you start to have the dropout. You know, I give up, I quit. But I like the fact that there, like you said, there's a system in place. It's not so much, you know, as some folks would say, they're trying to be in my business. No,
right.
They're trying to help to ensure that you have and do good business going down the road. Is there something that is going on that might be preventing you from getting here?
Right.
You know, some students, they may have situations where they can't use a computer at home, or they don't have the internet or whatever. And you can come in. We've got a learning resource center where you can sit down and you can do your work, you know, while you're at school. Just, you know, homework. That's another thing. There's
right.
No homework. I think that's wonderful. It's a lot. And the students think it's wonderful because everything that you need is right here. Just like in the real world, you don't have to take the sound system home to do your project or to complete a commercial. You do it right there, you know,
right.
And that's one of the great things.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, the other thing too is I would say the final thing that kind of maybe differentiates us, I wouldn't say, you know, more than any other school, but it's probably that career service point that we were talking about
yes.
earlier. You know, the goal here is the outcome. The goal here is the career opportunity. And so the fact that we track all of our graduates and we follow up with them to see, you know, what are they doing? Are they employed in this industry? If not, how can we help them? You know, it's more than just tracking students and, you know, who's working and who isn't, and can they report it back to us? That's not what the goal or the real spirit of the mission is. It's to help students upon graduation to leverage all the relationships that we've made in the industry with people that have specifically hired our graduates. And who else can we add to that, you know, fraternity, if you will?
So I know you mentioned that you've worked at other academic institutions.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you're here, I remember when you first got here,
yeah.
You really didn't know anything about radio or television or broadcasting. more than the average person that listens to the radio or watches TV. And so how has your perspective, because you became a student.
Sure. Did.
How has your experience and your perspective changed in just this short time? Because this is like what a student would have gone through, the same basic time period. How has it changed in the way that you view the industry?
It is. And that's a really good question. It's changed a lot. You know, I as much as I can, I get into the classrooms to see the projects that students are doing. You might not know I'm there, but I'm watching. Sometimes students will have a little bit of a maybe a racy, you know, project that they've done, but it's their art. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm in the back watching, and I don't judge it. I look for what the teacher looks for. I'm trying to see how were the cuts, how are the edits, you know, how was the sound quality, etc. And then it's funny, a couple of times the students would, in their discussion, in their critique, they, you know, maybe look back and see me standing there, sitting there, and, oh my God, Bob's here. He just saw that. It's like,
right.
No, that was good. I agree. Right. I thought it was great. You know, it's their interpretation. It's their project. That's been great to do, is participate like that. Another thing is just doing shows like this. You know, I'm glad that we started this up again, because if I'm going to talk to students about what it's like to be on air, you know, prospective students even, or current students, I need to do it myself, right?
Right.
You know, so this show, I also participate whenever I can on some of the sports shows as well. Sometimes I call into shows. So whatever I can do in whenever I have that moment. But also, in addition to that, learning and paying attention to these boards and these, you know, computer programs that you run, and knowing what you know, commercials are fading in and fading out.
Right.
Listen to me. I'm even using some of the jargon.
Yeah, you're using the terms. Very good.
It's a pot over there.
Yes,
so I know
it's
that.
A pot, yes.
And, you know.
You don't cook in it.
No, you don't cook in it.
It's not that kind of pot.
So those things, you know, and I still have far to go. But, you know, it's the whole year has been learning on a very much global scale here, universally. It's not just in the classroom. It's definitely not just behind the scenes with accreditation. It's everything in between.
I can see you sitting at home and something happens and the commercial's supposed to play and it doesn't play. And you turn and you say to your entire family, see, that's dead air.
Yep.
See, somebody fell asleep at the board. Mm-hmm. And they're looking at you like, what?
Yeah.
But this is the same thing that our students go through.
Sure.
All of a sudden now they're saying, hey, that's dead air. Or, hey, that commercial didn't run right. Or, hey, why'd that commercial cut off? Here's why. Mm-hmm. Somebody fell asleep at the board. And so you know things.
Right. Or maybe they won't taught the right way how to do it.
Yeah. See,
that
person definitely didn't go to Illinois Media School.
Your plug, right?
There you go.
Shameless
plug, not so shameless. when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more. I want you. Oh, we're out? It's over?
Yep.
No.
That was quick.
I didn't get to. Well, I need to ask one last question. I just need to know, Bob, why did you decide to come to Illinois Media School?
I was asked that question a bunch when I came here. And a bunch since then. I prefer in my own career and for my own personal reasons, I like to work with career colleges. I believe in career colleges. I believe in the fact that there are skills to be learned at career colleges, non-traditional schools like this, mm-hmm. That are relevant, that will help provide students with a career that they can succeed in and to provide for their families. I mean, honestly, that's really what it is. I love career schools. This one, in particular, I didn't have any broadcasting experience, as everyone knows, but I knew of this school. I knew of this school, and I knew of the reputation of this school. And so it fit for me and where I was looking to go in terms of my career because of the reputation of the school, because of the outcomes for the students of the school, and also a fit for me in terms of personally my career and where I'd like it to go.
So basically, you did the same thing that the students do.
Yeah, you could say that. I did.
Oh, okay. Michelle is giving me the note that says Career Services will be on November the 16th. So yep. I'll be talking to Career Services. So thank you, Mr. Director. You know how you say Mr. President.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Mr.
No,
Director.
No. We're informal here. I'm Bob. Everyone knows me as Bob.
Thank you,
and,
Bob.
And I'll even say some people are going to appreciate this. Some people say one take Bob. That's kind of the joke of the day. When I was working with one of my first classes and I helped him with a commercial, it was so good we only did it one take.
Yes, well, that's a good thing.
Okay.
But yes, one take, Bob.
No.
I'm several takes, First Lady, and that's okay.
I think they're making fun of me.
well, I've enjoyed our time. I am IMS Chicago, The director's desk will be back November the 16th with career services. First Lady, thank you so much, Michelle Gonzalez, our program director here at WindyCityUnderground.com. And we are out of here. WindyCityUnderground.com, your music, your station.